Hey, how you doing?
Hey. First of all, if you could just kind of, you know, talk about the Chargers season so far and how things are going.
Apparently it's frustrating. Throwing characteristics of us to be in this position, man. And I think for us now, it's to define our character at this point of the season. Just being able to, go to Pittsburgh and get a win and trying to finish strong. Because I think to me, and a lot of guys in the locker room, they speak volumes about who we are. And just getting your respect that you deserve. And guys around the league definitely respect the team who can finish out strong.
We were talking to Ron Rivera earlier in the week, and he said that in some ways the Panthers and the Chargers seasons kind of mirror each other in the sense that there are a lot of preseason expectations for both teams, and obviously both teams haven't necessarily met those expectations as the season stands right now. Do you kind of feel that same way, that the seasons kind of mirror one another?
Yeah, there's a lot of similarities with the two teams, from an offense standpoint. But expectations is one thing. Going out and doing it and exceeding those expectations is another. So for us, like I said, it's just about us. What's more important than wins and losses is just your respect that you deserve. And I think that's where we at. And on top of that, you're playing for jobs. You're playing to be a member of a team. And the percentage of being on a national football team is very small. So guys definitely understand in this locker room, and they've definitely taken the challenge to kind of go and finish strong this weekend.
You mentioned the similarities in offense. What are some of those, and are those direct correlations to how Ron was obviously under the tutelage of Norv, and I know Chud had been there for a while. What kind of similarities do you see in the offenses?
Just what they do from a passing standpoint, multitude of things, ton of talent in the receiving core, has a phenomenal guy at tight end who can make plays in a passing game. They use multitude of backs, which was a great change up for them. It's similar to what we do. Despite the fact they have Cam, a guy that can run and does a lot of things, with his athletic ability. He can also throw the ball and make throws down the field. And I think that's, to sum everything up, that's what we do. I obviously feel it more of a pocket passer. But everybody else, a lot of similarities of what they try to accomplish offensively and what we try to accomplish offensively.
What's your relationship like with Chud? I know you guys were together for a few years. What's y'all's relationship?
Can you say it again? What did Chud what?
What's your relationship like with Chud? I know you guys were together for a few years.
Oh, it was great. You get a chance to be with someone, and apparently you gain that respect for them based on what they bring to the table. I think it's probably neutral. He's been a guy who's played the position, a guy who's coached the position, and who understands what it's like to be dominant in that position and how to make that position be productive in an offense. I see some of the similarities of what he did with Olsen and what he was doing here in San Diego, what he did with Kellen and Cleveland. He has a knack for the position. He has a knack to understand how to get open and how to put guys in positions to get open. And I think that's something that I respect about him the most. And not only that, it's just the knowledge of the game. Being around him, he has a tremendous, IQ of the game and how to put your position to be successful.
We were talking earlier about Steve Smith, and Ron was saying how, he's a candidate for the Hall of Fame when he decides to hang it up. What have you seen out of Steve Smith over the years, and would you agree with that assertion?
Yeah, he's definitely a candidate. Anytime you have a consistent career like you've had and continue to do it, year in and year out, it's tremendous. This is a tremendous accomplishment itself. I understand how hard it is to continue to perform and continue to go out and compete. And those things and those attributes are something that you just can't teach. And I think he definitely has those attributes. He's definitely a guy, the face of that franchise for a long time, just being able to be productive over the years. And, you know, he's a guy that we definitely would be concerned about when he comes to San Diego.
Right.
Tony, you talk about, I'm sure if you've been asked this, I just walked up, but Luke Kuechly and, you know, the linebacker for the Panthers, rookie and leading the league in tackles. Can you talk about what you've seen of him from on tape?
For one, he's a ton of energy, which would be expected, you know, guy, younger guy coming into the league. But I tell you what, his IQ is pretty high for a football player, a young football player. The way he, his instincts are, you know, exceptionally well. The way he reacts and gets tagged reminds me of a veteran. And, you know, you can't say enough about his athletic ability, and that's something that definitely stands out on film, the fact that he can run and he can move, and they know that they put him in position to make those plays for a reason. And for us, he's just going out and executing against a guy who has, you know, a ton of talent. And to me, you know, for a long time, he's going to be the face of that defense.
All righty. Thank you, Antonio. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks.